important and only 15 minutes long. I'm going to air some parts of it coming up in the last few segments today. Got a lot of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We're going to continue with your phone calls right now. Ben in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thanks for getting me on the air. I just want to say thank you so much for all your work. Your films woke me up, and I'm getting your films out to other people, and it's waking them up. I think that's probably the best thing, most effective thing people could do is get a big stack printer and print tons of Fall of the Republic out or whichever one of your films, Loose Change, Endgame, they're all great. I disagree with the other caller. I think the Joe Stack thing does look like it's staged because the damage on the building, for one, is intelligence connections. And it's really hard to believe that he loaded
And you had the emergency crews there beforehand. That's now admitted. Multiple witnesses saw no one in the plane. You've got – it just goes on and on.
It sounds cartoonish that he loaded a barrel of fuel into the back of his plane, too. I mean, it sounds like more cartoon physics explanations. Same with 9/11. They give you cartoon explanations. Oh, it evaporated.
Oh, we found two passports within a few hours on the ground after all the buildings fell. Yeah.
Exactly. I think
we found an Easter Bunny out there, too. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that the coffee party is a great idea, and I think it's awesome that you're going to go ahead with it anyway, even though they're trying to get a jump on it with the what's her name?
Obama. And that's being done so people go, coffee party, you're with Obama. Instead of us having a coffee party that's more hardcore than the Republican-run Tea Party that they've taken over, now they'll go, you're with the coffee party? That's some kind of commie group.
So I think you can go with it right now and still get, you know, like you say, you have way more people on Facebook that'll jump on it and maybe they'll come to our side because I think a lot of these people are upset with Obama anyway. We should really reach out to the Democrats who are starting to wake up.
Ben, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Tom in Illinois. Tom, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is Tony. I'm in Illinois. Yeah, I thank you for waking my mind up. You know what I'm saying? My mind used to be in the gutter, but I've watched some of your videos, and I've ordered Fall of the Republic, and I'm about to start burning them and handing them out to people. And I have a question. I was wondering, if Ron Paul was elected president, would he try these people that committed treason against our country, would he try them? Because I know it would be dangerous to try one of them at a time. He'd have to try them all at once.
Well, Ron Paul would say under the Constitution the president doesn't have that power. But I know he would call for criminal investigations of these people by the Justice Department. Yes, he said that the bankers have all openly committed crimes, the big private bank heads, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and others, and he's called for state grand juries to indict them. He's done that on this show before.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the people in the government, like President Bush and Cheney. They murdered a lot of people, millions of thousands of people. Cheney shot somebody in the face with a shotgun. And that's just crazy how people can get away with that. If I were to do something like that, I'd be sending my life in prison.
Well, it's even worse than that. I mean, Cheney, it's now been declassified, wanted to launch a nuclear attack on Russia on 888 in 2008. And it was on record that U.S. and Israeli-backed Georgians attacked South Ossetia, the Russian-held area, and the CNN said the Russians have attacked, and 5 days later had to admit it wasn't true. And then I've got neocons criticizing me, saying I made it up that the Russians attacked and that I'm a Ruski or something. I mean, it's incredible the level of lies, you know, the things they will do, the things they will say. You know, they say, well, you work for the Iranians because you don't want to attack them. No, I don't want to have World War III start. Or they say, that Alex Jones, he works for Al-Qaeda because he's saying it's a 9/11 inside job. I mean, I've had mainline publications say that with absolutely no proof. I mean, it's just asinine. And, you know, Ron Paul, if he got elected, would do good just to stay alive and try to audit the Fed and do some things like that. I mean, I can't speak for Ron Paul what he would do if he was president. I think we focus too much on the president. We have 50 states under the Constitution. The federal government is out of control. We have to get control of our states and then get control of our federal government. Right now, that's run by offshore banks that are out of control. Okay, let's talk to Alex, Ray, Marty, and others.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with wide open phones. I'm going to take a few more calls right now, then I want to hit on some other news we haven't gotten to yet. But I want to say this to a lot of the new listeners out there. You're tuning in. Everything we talk about on this show is documented and on record. We do have an illegitimate, unelected, global corporate government openly set up, announcing that it's taking over our planet, and that their final political aim is to shut off resources to the planet and have one-child policies and basically live like the communist Chinese. And earlier I played a CNN clip praising communism and Mao Zedong. I mean, this is really happening. And the police are out of control. The government is out of control. This is tyranny. We know what corruption is. We know what tyranny is. I've got a stack of news. I covered some of it earlier, where their states are passing taxes on food. Only the worst tyrannies do that. They're getting ready to pass carbon taxes even if the people don't want it. Direct taxes on the oil companies that they'll pass on to consumers. Taxes when you buy dinner that are going to go to state health care programs. I see articles every day. Here's USA Today. Police partner with license plate readers. Everywhere. They're tracking your license plate, where you go, not just when you go through toll roads. It's an Orwellian nightmare, and they're using it to control the population and suppress the population, we're in a lot of trouble. And the average government bureaucrat or person that works for a corporation that's getting government contracts, they're arrogant. They think they're winners. They think it's funny. They have disdain for the public. And then so much of the general public has this attitude of, well, how does it affect me? You know, you'll tell somebody that tyranny's coming down on them and that they're in trouble and that historically they should be worried and that the establishment has stated all their evil designs, and they'll say, how does that affect me? It's like an arrogance, like they have an attitude that if they just say, how does that affect me? I don't care. That supposedly gives them power over it. The biggest thing is we need people to start respecting themselves again and believing in the power they have to say no to this system. And we need people to reach out to their friends, their family, their coworkers, their neighbors, their local government with books, with videos, with materials. I mean, every caller calls in. I found your show because of your videos. Somebody gave me a copy. Almost everybody. It's over 90%. Most other talk show hosts or website people I talk to say, yeah, I woke up because of you. Now, I don't even want that credit. That's a dangerous position to be in because all the COINTELPRO and government media attacks come our way. But in the end, I've done my job because I woke people up with the truth. You know, I've done 2 hours, 3 hours, and 11 minutes today, and I haven't even plugged any of the books or videos. And we've got this great new video, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold Story of the Bible, and how the New World Order tried to suppress it. Great new video from the folks that made the three-part series, America's Secret Beginnings. We have Fall of the Republic that gives you a wide spectrum analysis of the entire system and what makes the globalists tick and how to stop them. How Weed Won the West exposes government drug dealing and how they want to use drug laws now against vitamins and minerals. Of course, Endgame covers the whole eugenics angle and what governs the New World Order's thought processes. And then, of course, we have this video that we covered yesterday. Shadow government that I didn't make but that we carry in discount that covers the whole surveillance tracking grid and how it's run by a private global government. And we're now shipping this book. It officially comes out on the 8th, but I can now ship it because you'll get it on or around the 8th for all the pre-orders. Jesse Ventura, he's on next week. We've got trends forecaster Gerald Celente, who was actually in Chile for the earthquake. He'll be joining us to talk about the deteriorating economy tomorrow. But Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. This book is $24.95 in hardback. Just came out. Covers a whole host of New World Order topics that Jesse Ventura exposes and discusses. Government assassinations, government narcotics trafficking, New World Order, eugenics. It's all in here. It's $19.95 at InfoWars.com, and no one has a deal anywhere near this. You can get Loose Change Final Cut, a preeminent 9/11 film that I produced, free. Or you can get Reflections and Warnings, my final interview with Aaron Russo before he died. That's a documentary in its own right, 90 minutes long with a bunch of extras. You can get one of those two films free when you order Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. So that's a $44.95 value for $19.95, more than 50% off right now at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, InfoWars, write to InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And, yes, your purchase of the books and videos and materials makes this radio show possible, but that's secondary. These are great tools. You may know all about the New World Order. Give your friends and family this handsome book. They may read it. Or you can read the book and give them one of the DVDs. We've also got free T-shirt deals, a bunch of other... We've never cut prices down to this level because my main mission is just to get this out. Lastly, before I go to more calls and then news, coming out on April 15th, tax day, Jason Burmese's 2+ hour film will be out. You can start pre-ordering it in about a week and a half. April 15th, this film, it's got the best. I mean, we spent a lot of money on this film, 18 months in the making, three graphics guys working on it, Jason, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson. And it's just a compendium of globalist crimes and then now what they're currently setting up. It really is a powerful film. And it's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And also we've got Police State 4. I haven't put a Police State film out since 2002. And I worked on this. It's got three directors, Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, Alex Jones. It's the FEMA camps, the New World Order, just all the latest police state grid information, two-hour-plus film, Police State 4. That's going to come out a week or so after. I haven't set the release date yet for Police State 4. The point is, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you will see the films first on the release date, and the DVDs will ship then in the highest quality. And you can download them, burn them to disc, DivX copies that play on most DVD players. My book, Paul Watson's book, my live radio slash TV show, better audio archives, video archives of the radio show every day. And in April, it'll be 6 years we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. We just keep adding new functions and features and news and higher quality podcasts. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for a year, instead of getting a trial monthly, you get 3 months free. And your membership, I want to thank those that are members, makes this radio show and what we do so much possible. Because our bandwidth bill is massive. And we are just exponentially growing, so it's going up and up and up and up. And the economy is falling apart, so we're bringing in the same amount of money we were bringing in 3 years ago. Our audience in the last 2 years is actually quadrupled now. You can go to Alexa, all the rating sites, and see it for yourself. The radio audience has probably gotten 10 times bigger the last 3 years. But internet traffic, four times. It's actually doubled the last year. So when I say quadruple, that's an underestimation. But the same amount of money is coming in. So we're okay, but I'm building the TV studio. That's been hell with the city. My God, 6 months of trying to get permits with these people. It's finally, they're over there building it. And we live in such a communist country. It's just indescribable. The point is, we're expanding. We're moving forward. I am building a mega social networking slash blog slash you name it, meetup type site. We've now committed. That's being built by a top firm here in Austin. Consultation with my IT guys, and we're going to launch the coffee party, which was our listener's idea that Obama has now stolen. I mean, to give you an idea how good our ideas are that come from the listeners. So we've got to counter that. Everybody should start a coffee party and say, no, this is not your deal, Obama. All of that is going on. This Obama lady claims that the federal government is good and that we need to work through it and that that's the coffee party. She's worked for Obama. She's one of his minions. She claims she loves the Tea Party and wants them to join her coffee party. CNN, everybody else has had her on. They're pushing her. She's worked for the New York Times. They didn't tell you that when they wrote an article about how great she is. So now Obama, like the Republicans posing as Tea Party people, Obama wants to come in with the coffee party and take it over. This is what she said on her Facebook about Tea Party people. We're in mortal danger of going backwards. Get some coffee. Get off your butt and join the movement for change. No more reading tea leaves. Get the job done. No more excuses. Stop the bad punditry. Stop reading tea leaves. We will overwhelm the polling stations in November. We want change. We want change. We must deal with reality instead of indulging in paranoid fantasies of the Tea Party. And it just goes on and on. We're not going to take this tea crap anymore. Let's work for change. So this is her just 2 months ago. But now, oh, she wants to work with the Tea Parties and take them over with the coffee party to wake up the Tea Party, even using the slogan that my listeners began 2 months ago emailing and calling. I don't even know who you are, saying, Alex, you need to launch this. You need to get it going. And I registered domains a month ago and just never did it. Obviously, I can't travel around the country and start rallies and do it. We'll just explain what the real coffee party is from the listeners and my idea of saying, look, the Republicans are taking over the Tea Parties. We want this to be nonpartisan. The coffee party's here to wake up the Tea Party. Don't be co-opted by the Republicans and Democrats. Now the Democrats are openly coming into co-op. They have to do this or they'll be replaced with the American people. But again, work through your states, take over your states peacefully through the legislative process. We have the numbers. We can do this together. Your phone call straight ahead with this article. by Paul Watson, or it's actually Steve Watson, Coffee Party founder, his Obama campaign operative, is so important. Get it at PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Let's go to Alex in California. Alex, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I was watching Fall of the Republic, and it's a great movie. There was just one point I noticed when you were talking about the Explorer program. They were training them to search out terrorists, and you called them, you were saying they're co-affiliate of Boy Scouts, and that's what the article said. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm a longtime Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm the assistant scoutmaster of my troop right now. And I teach my scouts nothing but patriotism. I point out, like, on the scout symbol, there's a
Sir, let me just throw this out. When I put that film out 3 months ago, 4 months ago, people didn't even believe that. Now the LAPD and a federal grant officially took over the Boy Scouts Explorer program. And in the New York Times, I believe that was Arizona, the particular training, or was it New Mexico, they were training to take on disgruntled veterans. And it showed photos of the mock dead veterans taken on by the 14-year-old Boy Scouts. So I know the Boy Scouts have been good, but just like Hitler took over the German Boy Scouts, the same thing is happening. And they've got Girl Scouts training to spy on people. I mean, that's Associated Press. This is really happening.
I see that. Well, I just want to let you know as well, with my troop, that's not happening. And I assure you that I'm teaching my guys patriotism. And I don't
exactly.
Know
so we're trying to get the Scouts of America to say no to Homeland Security taking it over.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. The Scout symbol, like I was saying, the shield represents freedom and the Scouts' readiness to defend freedom. And I make sure our Scouts know that and other troops know that.
Well, great job, Alex, but I mean, we're not saying the Boy Scouts are bad. We're saying it's being taken over. It's like saying the German military wasn't bad until Hitler got control of it. I mean, our country's been hijacked by offshore corporations, and they're turning everything into evil. And so there's a battle for the heart and soul of not just the Boy Scouts, but the Girl Scouts and the Brownies right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I didn't know that, actually. That's good to get that information, and I'll take it up with, you know, with my council and my district and take it as high as I can to see, you know, to make sure this isn't put in, because Boy Scouts are not meant to be trained as a militant group that search out terrorists. You know, they're just meant
sir,
to
I've got Boy fun. Scout explorers out at checkpoints in Florida helping search people. I mean, it's far down the road. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Virginia. Ray, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Welcome.
I'm here in Virginia. I'm a son of the Revolutionary War, the American Revolutionary War, and directly related to Thomas Jefferson. I've been Smithsonian, met Reagan, and all that kind of stuff. Our family rejected the Masons a while back, my grandpa, and we're American patriots. I fight the Agenda 21 all the time. Been to the Wake County meeting and trying to expose this globalist lie about global warming. It's just a religion with Mikhail Gorbachev and Maurice Strong.
They say at Green Shield, with those two, that humans need a religion, and the religion will be that humans are bad. And that's what the UN says, and that's what this whole fake environmentalism is an excuse to cut off people's resources.
That's exactly right. It's awful. And Maurice Strong, he's a scumbag, and so is Mikhail Gorbachev. They have in Baca, Colorado, their own, we went there and took pictures, they have their own temple set up for Gaia. This green Shrek-looking...
Maurice Strong's wife runs that.
Yeah, Hannah Strong. I met her and did an interview with her. These people believe that Gaia came to them and told them to do this back in the 80s, by the way. They've had visions
We've had Hunt on and others that were in those meetings.
I met Mr. Hunt. And when we were out there, we went out to California, and we were all over the place. We've been doing this in Wake County, North Carolina. They have a sustainable development meeting. I mean, they're taking that whole city over, man. And like Little Rock, Arkansas, they're implementing laws.
Sir, in Austin, they just take anybody's property they want. They openly give the property they steal to former mayors. They've hired a special forces commander, this was in the Statesman, to run all the land grabbing. They're going to put a $2.6 billion tax on energy in the next 3 years. In 3 years, $2.6 billion. They are just raping everyone, saying you can't pull well water without a license from LCRA. They're harassing the farms and ranches. And that's just where I live. I mean, it's a descending group of vicious control freak criminals who call their takeover environmentalism. It has nothing to do with the environment. We have to rout these devils out everywhere they are. I appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to play part of the Ron Paul interview because we went live at the start of the last hour. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. We skipped a break. I want people to hear what we talked about with Ron Paul, government narcotics trafficking, world government, the awakening that's happening. So much coming up, then more calls and some other key news stories after we hear part of this Ron Paul interview coming out of the next break. But I'll go back to what I was saying earlier in the hour. You hear the listeners calling in who were woken up with my films. The number one thing you can do is get Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, some of the best films I've made, and make copies and give them to people. Every person you wake up is invaluable. It's person to person. Nothing can stop you if you take action.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look forward to our once-a-month visit with Congressman Ron Paul. He's got to go in 14 minutes. I got my atomic clock to a key vote. Got to be in a committee room. So he's with us now. I'm going to move quickly. First off, Congressman, you won the straw poll at CPAC, proving that most of the Republicans are not warmongering neocons. You got 84% approval rating in Texas. You won by a record 80% in the primary, showing that America supports what you're doing. Can you comment on the fact that, your take on this?
Well, I was very pleased and somewhat surprised, but it was a delight to have won that CPAC vote. You know, what was interesting is, the people who oppose us, they're still significant. If I get 32% of the vote, that means there's a large number still complaining, and they're part of the establishment. But what I thought was interesting is all the sour grapes that was expressed afterwards. They were complaining, and, oh, this is not for real, you know, like they did in the campaign. But what was interesting is somebody said that, you know, what we need to do is for CPAC to have any credibility, they have to change the way they vote. So somebody made the suggestion that nobody under 25 would be allowed to vote, which means, and you know it too, that there are a lot of young people who are interested in what we're talking about, and I think that's fortunate. You know, the next generation is not later on, but currently they're inheriting this mess. So I'm delighted to talk to young people. But this whole idea that the people who don't like us challenging the status quo say, well, let's not let them vote next time. But I think that there's a lot of people are coming our way every year. And you know in the last 2 or 3 years that there's been tremendous growth in our movement, and that makes me very encouraged.
Absolutely. I want to cut to the chase here, and before we get into the banking situation. A few months ago, you were speaking at a Campaign for Liberty event, and you threw the gauntlet down, as you did back in the 80s in some videos I've seen. You said we've had a CIA coup in America. They're bringing in the drugs. Most people don't know, in 96, the CIA Inspector General before Congress admitted that. But it's wider than that. We know Wall Street and the banking cartel, the Federal Reserve System, through Yale and other outfits, set up the OSS and CIA. And you came right out and basically said, this is our illegitimate government. And that ties into the banks engineering the financial collapse, now saying they're getting ready for an even bigger collapse sometime this year in a constitution of the world run by the banks, as Gordon Brown and others called for. Can you specifically speak to who runs the coup, who they are, and how we remove them? Because by openly coming out and really telling it like it is, we can cut to the chase.
Well, I have trouble naming names because I don't know all the names, but the one thing I can verify is that the people who should have responsibility for our national security and intelligence gathering, the U.S. Congress, they have no idea what's going on, and that's the real problem. And it fits together, you know, the secrecy of the CIA as well as the secrecy of the Fed. They control the money and they control secret government. People have referred to the CIA as a secret army for the president, but sometimes I wonder whether the presidents even have total control of the CIA as well, as many stories have been written about that. So it's something that I think the American people have to realize. We do know there's been evidence, you know, brought forth that the CIA actually can own banks, and there's been fairly strong evidence that the CIA has been involved in drug dealing. You know, there are times when I think the war in Afghanistan, we say it has to do with pipes and oil, gas pipeline and oil, and other commercial things, but there are. The other commercial thing may be the drug trade. Maybe the CIA's in competition with the drug dealers over there because there's a lot of self-financing in these organizations. But I don't take the position that I know all those answers, and I don't know everything that the Fed does. But my approach is that we, the people deserve, and the Congress has a responsibility to find out what they're doing. And if they're not doing it, fine and dandy, we'll clear the air. But if they are doing it, it will give us more ammunition for the reason why we need a different monetary system and we need to have a different system of collecting intelligence, because they can tell us anything. Remember how we went to war in Iraq. The CIA was very much involved up there. The CIA, oh, they have weapons of mass destruction. They're about to attack us. And it was based on false information. And this is what disturbs me the most, and that's why I want much, much more transparency of what our government is doing.
Well, those were strong statements you made a few months ago, and you just echoed them. But specifically, Congress, as you know, has had hearings in the 70s about the shadow government, continuity of government. The Homeland Security Committee in the House has not been allowed to see the full text of PDD 51. We know we've seen a 12-fold in the last 8-year increase in opium out of Afghanistan. We know that 2 years ago, a CIA aircraft that had been used for torture flights crashed in Mexico with pure cocaine, 3.5 tons, meaning coming directly from the source, uncut. I mean, this is just comes out in MENA, Arkansas, over and over again. And so when you talk about a coup over America, how do we ever ferret this out and remove it? I mean, do we start, as you've been calling for, an audit of the private Federal Reserve?
Yeah, it won't happen until the people become really outraged. They are growing in their outrage, but it has to translate into different ideas and different respect for the Constitution, and different people up here, and we're in the midst of this transition, and as the crisis worsens, you know, the real challenge is will we end up with a dictatorship, or are we going to have people who are demanding, you know, a republic and open government, and that might take another 10, 15 years to determine, but in the midst of a crisis, it's the worst time to present our views, so that's why we have to do our best to get as many people to agree with us as possible so that in the rebuilding that we have some ideas about what the monetary system should be like and what our foreign policy ought to be like, which means that if we had a proper foreign policy, the incentive to have this CIA making excuses for knowing everything about us and everything that's going on in the world, that would all change. I don't believe that we shouldn't have some intelligence gathering, but I don't like these clandestine operations and killings and things that we've known to have happened.
Well, dovetailing with that, you grilled Bernanke a few days ago, and then the chairman, for those who haven't seen the video, it's up on prisonplanet.com, Frank agreed with you and said we need an investigation of the admitted, and I went and pulled the articles up, you know, because Bernanke was acting like it was preposterous, but it's on record that BCCI and the Federal Reserve, it's on record in 2004 and 5, tens of billions of dollars from the Federal Reserve shipped on pallets into Iraq. It's on record, Associated Press, that tens of billions of drug money has been found in the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. That was in 2000. That was in the AP. And then Bernanke just laughs at you and says it doesn't exist. It's like Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center laughing and saying these Tea Party kooks believe in a world government when you've got every global leader calling for global government, the IMF calling for a new world order, Herman Van Rompuy, Ban Ki-moon calling for it. I mean, I think they're really destroying what credibility they had left by stonewalling us. Can you speak specifically to congressional investigation separate from an audit, just directly on, you know, is the Federal Reserve involved in Greece? Well, we know they gave the money to Goldman Sachs, and we know they are involved.
Right. No, and he used the word bizarre, so he was accusing me of being bizarre, which means anybody who agrees with my concerns are considered bizarre as well. And you're right in commenting about what Barney Frank said at the end, at the end of my questioning, that we should look into it. And to his credit, he has sent a letter to the chairman, Bernanke, and carbon copied me, and he's insisting that it's that the Federal Reserve respond to my charges, look into it. He asked Bernanke to contact my office to go over the details of the concerns that I've had, and then report back. So Barney Frank did follow up with it. Interestingly, Barney Frank was involved with Henry Gonzalez, and you know that Henry Gonzalez was against the Federal Reserve and demanded these investigations. And the gentleman that wrote the book from the University of Texas, he worked with Gonzalez, and this is so he has first-hand information. To call this bizarre and it's off the wall, Auerbach was in the Federal Reserve and the Congress on the Banking Committee for 17 years and was involved in these investigations. And to just write us off and say, this is, I've never heard it. So, you know, when he said that, sort of reminded me about, you know, the debates when the mayor, you know, shouted, and I can't believe this stuff, you know. What are you saying?
It's incredible. We've only got 4 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate him joining us live today. The New York Times is reporting they may try to revive the carbon tax with a direct tax on fuel at the refinery. Senate trio hopes to hit pay dirt with carbon fee at the oil company's request. Where is the carbon tax going, as well as health care?
Well, I don't. It's hard for me to believe they'll do that, even though that it's alive and they want to, and that's their goal, and they will if they can. But under these conditions, it is so bad of an idea. It just blows my mind to think that they'll pursue that. So I don't know the details on whether that's going to go through or not, but I can guarantee you there's plenty up here who still believe in it and will pursue it. But I hope they come to their senses and realize how detrimental it would be.
There's a Mary Landrieu quote in here saying, we need to pass this. This is going to help Americans. I mean, how bizarre. More taxes. People are going bankrupt. In closing, Congressman, we've now discovered that an Obama campaign operative has founded a coffee party. I actually had this idea with listeners 2 months ago to get real constitutionalists to take the Tea Parties back from the neocons. Now it turns out Obama picked up this idea, and that his campaign operatives are now getting all this media attention to tell us to love our federal government, that it's our federal government. I mean, that shows how powerful the Tea Parties are, if not just the Republican establishment, but now the Democrats are flooding in trying to pose as patriots.
Yeah, they want us to love the government. How about loving our country and understanding what freedom is all about? But the battle is outside. I mean, one thing is they're starting to recognize that the battle may be outside of the conventional wisdom of Republicans and Democrats that run Washington, and actually the discussion going on in the independent Tea Party-type movement. And there's no reason to think that everybody is going to believe the right thing and get together and do the right thing in those who are objecting. But anybody who's involved better realize that if a significant movement, erupts like the Tea Party movement, there will be plenty left and right, and everybody else who has a special interest will want to get in and try to control it.
Well, to see the establishment trying to pose as anti-establishment is truly sickening. but I mean, look at your 84% approval rating. People know the real McCoy. 1 minute left. The economy. A lot of top economists are now agreeing with you and others that we may have a mega depression in the next 16 months, and they're positioning the IMF and World Bank with a new global constitution where they will pose as saviors again. How concerned are you that this recession could get a lot worse?
Well, I think it is going to get a lot worse, and what is happening now is Wall Street's recovered and a few companies have recovered, but the unemployment rate is still very high and getting worse. And there will be plans. I'm sure they've been talking about it for quite a few years, because those who run the international banking system know that they're in trouble, so they are laying plans for this. But people do ask me about, well, do you think this will bring on the North American Union and North American currency? And I really don't think so. I think the bigger concern should be a worldwide currency and the IMF and the United Nations grabbing hold and trying to dictate to us. But we have economic laws on our side because you can propose these things, and even if it does serve the special interest, if it violates economic law, it won't work. So they can't maintain a good currency. And that's why I think the European Union is very, very fragile, not only the euro, but the union as well, because it's artificial. And I think that's what would happen on a world government and a world currency. But in the meantime, it could get pretty messy, and they're going to work very hard to get organized, which means they'll work hard to undermine our personal liberties.
All right. That's most of the interview I did with Ron Paul live earlier, but he wasn't going to be with us for 30 minutes, but a vote came up, so I went live right at the start of the hour in the first 5 minutes, and I know some stations don't carry that, and he talked about such incredibly weighty issues that I wanted to go back over that. I have articles here where Germany, that pretty much runs the EU, is saying we're not going to help Greece with any other loans. Now, Goldman Sachs goes in, they're the key manager for the private central banks, a decade ago. And they tell Greece how to create a double set of books. This is now even in Reuters. They tell them how to invest in derivatives, which internal documents that came out last year in McClatchy News Service prove they premeditatedly did it here in Iceland and Greece and Spain and a bunch of other nations. It's the same thing the IMF and World Bank do as the holding companies for these private brokerage firms and banks in the third world in the last 150 years. They go in, they give the government a bunch of money at 30-40% compounding interest, and they tell them in internal agreements that have come out, don't pay this back, and then you're going to give us your water, your roads, your infrastructures, your government. And then it doesn't matter who gets in office after that, or if it's a dictator or whatever the case is, the banks now run it. And they do this out of fiat money backed up by U.S. and European taxpayer money. Now this new banking system that they're setting up, this Bank of the World, this new constitution of and by the banks, they will break their bonds with even Western governments, who they're now imploding like third world nations, and issue their own global-backed currencies. You'll still have a euro, still have a dollar, still have a yen, a yuan, but globally, this private banking cartel will set the value of those currencies. Then they can play them off against each other, And their own internal documents show, came out in 2002, IMF World Bank documents got leaked when Stiglitz left, Nobel Prize winner, at Economist World Bank, or was an IMF. The point is, documents from both banks talking to each other came out. Look up Stiglitz. He was IMF chief economist, wasn't it? Point is that it came out that it was all premeditated, and they set this up in third world countries, and we're now planning to do it in the West. In Iceland, they claim they owe 10 times or more the entire GDP and wealth of the nation. Then Iceland said no, and the banker said, oh, wait a minute. Don't kick us completely out after we threatened you and threatened to use anti-terror laws on you internationally to put sanctions on you. Guess what? It turns out our banks have assets in your country already that'll pay this off. Well, when Greece went under by design, they openly put in as their new banking minister a Goldman Sachs executive. That's the key group managing all this. They all make money off of it, but that's the key inner criminal circle managing it. And Europe's saying, we're not going to give you any money to bail you out. You must give your private, you must give your government islands to the banks. And so Greece is being fully stripped. Their people are rioting. Same thing is happening in Indonesia. They know what it means when the government bails out banks. They know it's a robbery because they've been through this before. We're going to continue breaking this down because this is the main issue. This is the top issue straight ahead.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Joseph Stiglitz was the chief economist of the World Bank. Okay. Here's an article out of Germany. German member of parliament suggests cash-strapped Greece should sell islands. There's another headline here where German government says no aid to Greece. They will go under, and the banks will come in and get everything on pennies on the dollar out of fiat currency they loaned them and derivatives that Goldman Sachs set them up under. And their people are rioting. That's the future of the United States. And all these politicians are now out on the news saying, we're going to have a Great Depression and everything's going to fall apart in the next 16 months if we don't give ultimate power over to these private banks and pass the carbon tax to fund it and all these other taxes. Here's Philly.com. Taxes on soft drinks or any sweet drink. It just goes on and on. Taxes on food. Taxes on everything. Meanwhile, you've got the scammer Al Gore caught in unmitigated fraud and lies about sea levels, dying penguins and polar bears, global warming, caught red-handed in fraud. Just like they gave a peace prize to Obama expanding all these wars as part of a sick joke. UT, University of Tennessee, to give him honorary degree. Oh, thank you for lying to us. Thank you for making $1 billion off your scam so far. Thank you for wanting to destroy U.S. industry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It just gets more and more ridiculous. We have to despise these people. We have to expose them. We have to reveal them. We have to let the people understand just how serious this tyrannical takeover is. The public knows they're in pain. They know they're losing their jobs and getting pay cuts. They know the economy's falling apart. And on top of the depression that these banks engineered, they can't get the Congress to pass their carbon taxes, so they're just coming to the county level, city level, state level. They're having Obama through the regulations do it. This is outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're so stupid they announce, we're watching you over your laptops without warrants at home. Your school children, we're spying on you. We're reading your license plates everywhere you go. We're building more prisons. We're hiring more police. The federal government grew by 15% in the last month. It tripled under Bush. It quadrupled under Obama the first year, more money than all the government spent in the 235 years previous to that. That's an official number. They're going for broke. Once you've committed this many crimes, once you've done this much unconstitutional, lawless crap, why not make us go through naked body scanners? Why not stage terror attacks? Why not totally just throttle everyone and beat them into submission? What comes next? They're quietly training police for martial law nationwide. It's coming out in mainstream newspapers everywhere. They've got military running checkpoints all over the country, from Texas to California, from Michigan to Florida. They're openly training an NLE 09 with FEMA, troops from 14 countries to take on American citizens. All of this unspeakable stuff is now not conspiracy theory because insiders were warning us decades ago. It's now out in the open. And you have a decision to make. Are you going quietly into the night? Are you going to go along with this? Are you going to not have enough respect for yourself to realize that you are the leaders we need out there? You know you're good. You know you're pure of heart. You know you're honorable. You know you're anti-New World Order. You need to start websites, make your own films, access TV, broker time on local radio, put out newsletters, go to city council. Everybody doing a little something. Everybody that calls me wants to do some big grand plan. No. It's lots of little actions that are going to defeat and bring these people down. We had Larry Pratt on with some very serious gun-grabbing news. Then Ron Paul, of course, was on. Jason Berman's on the Cybersecurity Act. And a lot more that will re-air on AM and FMs across the country. I want to thank all of our affiliates. You can always subscribe to the free podcast at Infowars.com. Up on the right-hand corner on the listen page, over 200,000 people subscribing to that each day. Don't forget the free Apple iPhone app. You may not even have an iPhone. Your friends and family do. Send them that free link to the free app. Listen to the show how they want, when they want, and live with links to the podcast as well. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars. For the word about the radio show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.